Hi everyone, hope you're having a fantastic week. So I wanted to talk about car sales. I've seen the several different people on YouTube talking about car sales and the car loans, how there's like a 10-year car loan that they're offering now, and I'm just kind of wondering what type of shape your car is going to be after paying on it for 10 years with interest and everything. Like you'll basically be buying two cars with the interest rates that they offer right now, which is kind of crazy. So in some ways, I know leasing is such a scam too, because we see people who are leasing paying so much money. At least you can kind of trade it in for like a nicer car. But I've never leased, so I know that there's all kinds of like red tape that goes in with that as well. And like, if the car gets messed up or something like that, and the insurance that you need for that as well, and to what you need to even qualify to go get a lease as well. And then, of course, the insurance racket around all of that. So I know in Florida, a lot of insurance companies aren't offering car insurance even more anymore because of a lot of cars got damaged in the hurricanes with like floodwaters, etc. So they don't even want to do car insurance in a lot of areas now, which is just going to be a complete nightmare in some ways if you can't afford to fix your car or fix the other person's car. If you get into an accident, and we see more and more people actually getting into accidents now too. So I don't know if it's just distracted driving or people aren't as healthy or they're more cognitively impaired, let's just say. So car crashes and car accident deaths have gone way up. So if you've noticed that at all in your life, that's probably a huge concern as well. And we can have that discussion in the comments below. Why you think people seem to be distracted or cognitively impaired or suddenly unable to drive. There's probably many, many different reasons why that is occurring as well. And then also, I wanted to mention the repo market as well has just gone absolutely nuts. And that is an indication of the greater markets as a whole and the instability of markets. And I don't know if you guys remember that movie Repo Man with Emilio Estevez from way back in the day, but that's what I always think of when I hear of like people talking about repo markets. But anyway, US new vehicle retail sales are expected to be relatively flat in November as high vehicle prices coupled with interest rate increases are now moderating demand. A report from the industry consultant JD Power, LMC Automotive showed on Wednesday. So who is even in the market for like a new car? Like, who wants a new car at this point? Like, it's such a waste in a lot of ways. I mean, if you have your heart set on a particular car and you're like, this is my life, this is my baby, I want this car, I'm in love with this car, I will do anything for this brand new car. But as soon as you drive it off the lot, you're losing so much money. So it's not exactly like the most economical way to go about it. But I will also say, like, older cars, I know it's getting harder with the part shortage, which is manufactured in the cash for clunkers. It's harder to find used cars. I think that was a whole conspiracy to put on my tinfoil hat to remove used cars from the used car market, because there used to be plenty of good cars. If you can maintain a car, a lot of these great cars can last for decades. So you're gonna have to replace stuff here and there, but you can keep them going for hundreds of thousands of miles. Well, nowadays, all these cars are electronic. They're plastic, they're made to break, they're difficult, if not impossible, to repair. You got to take everything apart. You open it up, it's like a big black box, like a black cube on the inside of these cars. You have to have a computer degree and programming degree to understand how to fix these cars now. It's not just like straight up what people used to call grease monkeys being able to work on cars. You have to be like an expert in all these other fields, and with all this electricity con electric systems. I would just rather have like a crank a window, an old car with like an old crank window, so that when the electricity, the car part doesn't go, you have to take off the whole door and like fix everything all crazy, versus just being able to get the glass back onto the track in your car door. So maybe I'm like dating myself at this point, but it's just more bells and whistles that your car has, more issues it has. And then now with like the they want to put these new generation technologies with these electric batteries in there, and they emit a lot of radiation. And so people are already blowing the whistle on a lot of these super new cars with the amount of radiation that you're basically just sitting on or being encapsulated in, how damaging that can be to your body. I'm not saying it affects everyone the same way, but has the potential to be harmful if you're in something like that for a long time. The average monthly finance payments in November is set to be $712 for a car, up from 7.2% from November 2021. Consumers who are willing to shell out more money for cars amid shortage are now pulling back from spending as higher loan payment pressures affordability. People also don't know what is going on. I mean, inflation just keeps going and going and going. It's not stopping. And people are getting scared at this point. So, at first, the average normie, if you talk to people on inflation, they're like, yeah, bacon's doubled or milk is doubled or eggs have doubled. Yeah, that's kind of rough. Oh, that's just how it is. But now we're talking about prices tripling or quadrupling from even, a decade ago. People are going to start to notice that and not being able to afford to pay for foods. Or even people who voted for Biden are actually starting to be like, hey, yeah, this inflation thing's kind of rough. Of course, they're not going to blame him. They're not going to blame his administration. And of course, I'm not saying Biden can really control anything at this point. But the fact is that all these people that thought that we were under, terrible times a few years ago suddenly are quiet about things, even though they're much worse right now, even just a couple of years. And of course, I have to say this because I'm gonna have a bunch of trolls in the chat in the comments being like, you're a Republican and you're whatever, or trying to complain about me. Not a Republican or a Democrat. If you have known me or known how I have voted or how I've served in office for years and years, I'm fully aware of the two-party sort of paradigm. There's no need for political parties in the United States. There's nothing that says in the Constitution or the Articles of Confederation or anything like that, any sort of government document of the United States, founding document of the United States, saying there has to be political parties. So the whole thing is a big scam that people need to wake up to. So anyway, demand, transaction prices, and retailer profits continue to show strength on the retail side. Metrics will show signs of either moderation or even decline in car sales and purchasing, according to Thomas King, president of the Data and Analytics Division of J.D. Power. King said that he expects the trend observed in November to continue at least through 2023. Obviously, it's going to continue until the inflation ends. When is it going to end? The more that it gets worse, the less buy-in people are going to have. They're not even going to want to be able to even apply to even try to qualify to get a car loan at this point. And like I said, because of these programs like under Obama, the Cash for Clunkers program, et cetera, even trying to find a used car or try to get parts to repair used car is virtually impossible now too. So even if you want to try to buy a used car on via cash, it's getting harder and harder for used car salesmen, et cetera, to even being able to sell these cars and find them to be able to sell them. They're gone before they can even get them on the lot in some cases. Retail sales of new vehicles this month are expected to reach almost a million units, or a 0.3 decrease from November 2021. The report said November seasonally adjusted annualized rate for total new vehicle sales is expected to be 13.9 million units, up from 12.9 million units a year earlier. The report, however, flagged that new vehicle transactions prices continue to rise, but at a slower pace than the year before. Total new vehicle sales in November, including retail and non-retail transactions, are projected to reach over a million units, a 5.6 increase from November 2021. Globally, vehicle selling rate is expected to increase slightly in November to 86.5 million units, but volume growth from November 2021 is expected to be moderate at just 8%. The potential for new lockdowns in China and a rail strike in the United States, which everyone keeps talking about, how that's going to lead to serious problems here in our supply infrastructure, will add risk to the outlook for November and December. But inventory is generally improving, said Jeff Schuster, president of Global Forecasts at the LMFAO. LMC Automotive. So I just want to let people know or remind people I did live in Michigan for a while and like Detroit Motor City area. And there were still a lot of people working in the car industry, but really what wasn't what it used to be. Like I said, I bring up NAFTA like every other video or every video, but it really did kill America and the industrial force that we were in so many ways. And really the innovations of Ford and that whole culture of people manufacturing vehicles, working class people given opportunities to actually build something and improve the lives of people in the United States and around the world, the suburbia that was there, the opportunities for everyone that was there, and how that was purposefully destroyed and through corrupt politicians, through national and international finance and trade. There was a big concerted effort to just destroy what Detroit was because it was really a land of opportunity for people to be able to work and to make cars for such a long time. So it was a tremendous opportunity to expand the middle class. Probably the biggest single incidence in the United States of a middle class, a whole Midwest becoming a big hub for the growth of the middle class and people working hard coming to the United States and coming out from down south as well up north into the Midwest to be able to have that opportunity and how it was yanked out from underneath Americans so many ways. Absolutely heartbreaking. So also we're seeing the shift. They're getting rid of like diesel vehicles, gas-powered vehicles, trying to transition to electric as well. It's a whole other can of worms. And like I said, it's not just like the radiation and the minerals and the mining that needs to go into that, but their actual like viability and availability as actual modes of transportation is questionable at best, we'll just say. And of course, the driverless cars sort of boondoggle is tied in with that as well. So let me know what you think. Post in the comments below. Thank you so much. Have a terrific week. Thank you for supporting my work, even $1 a month if you join my Patreon or send me a one-time gift through my PayPal or Venmo or snail mail. You can always reach out for me to me via email as well. And I'm on multiple different platforms. So hope you have a fantastic week. Thanks for supporting me. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.